Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Mark Routh of Prospect Energy. Prospect Energy is a portfolio company who've got investments in Europe, mainly focusing on oil and gas onshore and shallow offshore assets. Mark, welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
So, half the year numbers out this morning. Is there anything in particular you want to highlight of those?
Well, the first thing to stress is that for the first half of this year, we've been consolidating our portfolio, and the most important thing is that we are now in a position of having zero debt in the company. That's quite unusual for a small AIM listed company. We've managed to do that because the portfolio projects we have continue to generate sufficient income to cover all our overheads and to pay off that debt, which we paid off at the end of March. So it's very satisfying to be able to move forward and grow the company. Because when we raised money in August, that was on the basis of any money that was funded from the issue of shares was going straight into the asset which we acquired. And that was a very positive message for investors.
Indeed. So you found yourself in a very strong position. You mentioned that sort of back in August, you were at the Viura gas field, I believe. Can you tell us a little bit more about that deal?
Well, this was a deal which came to us from Heyco Energy, whom I met earlier in the year. The Viura gas field is one of just three producing gas fields onshore in Spain. We already own El Romeral, 50% of 49.9% of that in southern Spain in Andalusia. Mm-hmm. And the Viura gas field is a larger field which has been producing a little intermittently because one of the wells had some water production problems which they had to manage. So we got wind of the fact that the operator was looking to de-risk its portfolio and were inviting investors to participate in the drilling of a development well, which actually spudded on the 22nd of June. It took us a while to get the fundraising organized, but basically we managed to get it done in August, and we raised sufficient money to invest in the Viura gas field before the well hit the reservoir target, because once it hit the reservoir target, the deal was going to be off, because then the results would have been known. Mm-hmm. Now, there's going to be an announcement soon on where we are. The well is still drilling, and it's going well, but I can't tell you news about that until it's all been released and published. But it's a development well drilled into a very large gas field, and we farmed into 7.5% of the company which owns the field, which translates to about 7.25% of the interest in the entire field, which is a good deal.
Okay, so is that then part of a plan for further expansion of the Prospect portfolio?
Well, yes, that transaction added a third producing asset onshore Europe to our portfolio. Mm-hmm. So we have the Viura field in northern Spain, the El Romeral concessions in southern Spain, in Andalusia, and we have Selva Malvezzi in northern Italy. And we've got producing wells on all three concessions. The plan is for all three concessions to drill further wells. Now, we hope to be able to fund that largely, if not completely, from existing income, which will be coming from the gas wells, which are in production. So we have two wells in southern Spain, we have one well in northern Italy, and one well soon to be added, a new well, we hope, producing in northern Spain from the Viura field, which will give us production income.
So I read somewhere there's been some new regulation around hydrocarbons in Italy. How is that affecting your concession there?
Yes, yeah, so this is so-called the annulment of the... It's an acronym in Italian, which I can't translate, called PITESAI, right. Which basically means the restriction of areas. So the previous government in Italy put out a decree which said that oil and gas activity, hydrocarbon exploration and exploitation activity could not be done in certain mapped areas onshore and offshore in Italy. And the map was basically almost completely covered green, where you couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Certain companies challenged this, and there's been a change of government. And in the change of government, the ministry was renamed to the Ministry of Environment and Energy Security, which actually I think was a significant move, because the ministry now has not only annulled the so-called restricted areas, but it is also encouraging gas development and exploration onshore in Italy in order to meet its energy security. It wants to reduce its reliance on LNG importation, and also they're still buying Russian gas, as is Spain, and so that has to be reduced, and so that is working in our favour. But the cancellation of the restricted areas meant that we could do more activity in more places. And in particular, that means that the operator, Po Valley, in northern Spain, northern Italy, always get these mixed up, the operator in northern Italy, is now able to design and acquire a brief seismic acquisition program in order to optimize the well locations that we're drilling in the future. So we've got four wells planned, probably to be permitted next year, on the concession, where all we need to do is permit the individual well. We've already got permission to produce hydrocarbons from the concession, so we just need to permit the wells, and that's going to be done after we have defined the areas we want to drill with the 3D seismic.
Okay. I was also reading back in July the El Romero concession. You had that extended for 10 years. I mean, was that something you were expecting, and what effect does that have on your asset there?
Well, it meant that we had an asset, because if it had expired at the end of July, mm-hmm. that would have been it. We'd have packed up and shut up shop, which would have been not good for not only the employees and the company, but actually it would have been bad news for Spain. We actually applied for the extension in May 2021.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the government sat on its hands and they said, yeah, there was a decree passed in Spain cancelling future exploration projects in Spain. It didn't apply to existing concessions. So we just applied for an extension, which there was no legal basis by which the government could have said no. But they literally waited until 3 days before it expired to say yes.
Sleepless nights then.
Which wasn't very good for planning, but hey, that's just the way it works in Spain. And there is an attitude that fossil fuels are sort of to be discouraged, which is happening across Europe and particularly in Spain, but they realise that they actually need gas, because the gas is a transition fuel to go from our reliance on fossil fuels into renewables.
Of course, yes.
Renewables can't fulfil everything, because when the sun doesn't shine, the wind doesn't blow, you've got to rely on something. Mm. We shouldn't be burning coal and shouldn't be burning oil. Gas is the one to do. It's the least carbon footprint of them all, and it has some 30 times less carbon footprint than importing LNG by the time you've liquefied it, transported it, degassed, and the rest of it. So onshore indigenous natural gas from conventional reservoirs, no fracking required, is far, far better for the environment than importing LNG.
Of course, yes. course, yes.
And I just wish this message could get through to politicians.
So am I right in thinking this is in Andalusia, and that's feeding one of the power stations, the gas that feeds the power station?
It's feeding our power station, which we own 49.9% of.
Right, okay.
So, and our power station has three gas engines,
mm-hmm.
And we can only operate one at a time because we have insufficient gas behind pipe to supply more than one engine.
Right.
So that's why we've applied to the ministry to permit five new wells on the concessions.
Right.
We've high-graded the targets that we want to drill, and we only needs one or two of those wells to come in as we expect, and we will have sufficient gas to get up to 100% capacity on the power station, thereby tripling the production and therefore income at the power station. We sell our electricity on the spot market on an hourly basis.
Yeah.
So any excess gas that we get from the further wells, we could export. There's a possibility to connect to the local gas grid, the so-called Enagas pipelines, a 26-inch high-pressure pipeline traverses the concession, and we could tie into that very easily.
Given the length of time it took the Spanish authorities to extend the concession, are you bullish or bearish about getting these permits through for the other five wells? Or have they told you, have they given any indication when that might be approved?
It's a very valid question.
Yeah, how long's a piece of string, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, it is a little bit. It's extremely frustrating that it takes that much time. There is a process to go through in the environmental impact assessment process, which is the law of the land, mm-hmm. and which we've adhered to. The ministry have got our applications, and they admit we've done everything according to the law. We have just concluded the statutory consultation period with the non-governmental organisations who might want to object to the plan we have. To date, we've had no objections. We are just waiting for the okay from the ministry, which could take some more time, but I'm hoping toward the end of this year that we'll be in the permitting process, and then we can start to look at mobilising rigs.
Okay. And do you need all five permits, or is that sort of, you'd like to get that kind of capacity?
Well, we, Tarba, the company through which we own the asset in Andalusia, actually had identified targets for 19 wells. And the ministry said to us, don't apply for 19 wells, we can't cope with that.
Right.
Do four or five. So we said, okay, we'll do five.
Yeah.
So we applied for five permits. It's most unlikely that the wells will fail. All the wells drilled since 1980 on the concessions have struck gas.
Right.
We're talking very shallow wells. It's about 900 metres.
Mm-hmm.
The wells will take 14 to, you know, 2 to 3 weeks to drill, maximum.
Yeah.
They'll cost 1.1 million euros gross, so we're half of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very short, quick drilling campaign. And do we need all five wells? Well, if we have more gas than we need to run the power station, then we'll look at selling that gas elsewhere.
Okay.
The connection to the local grid is an obvious one.
And you think there's an off-take agreement or whatever to do that, yes?
I'm confident that we'll find a gas off-taker. In Italy, the gas off-taker there is BP Gas Marketing.
Oh, right, okay.
So the joint venture sells its gas to BP Gas Marketing, mm-hmm. and they buy it at the delivery point into the grid, and they sell it on to their customers throughout Europe. And then from that point on, I don't know what happens to the molecules, but we get paid a good price for that. We get a premium to the quoted TTF gas price in Italy.
So, and I don't think it would take a genius to work out that if, assuming these five permits are granted, then sort of the next day you'll put an application in for another five?
In order to
maintain
the schedule, yes. We know that it will take several years to get to that point. Yeah, but we're doing the same in Italy. I mean, when the 3D seismic program is completed toward the end of this year, the applications will go in to drill four wells on that concession.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all three concessions where we already own permission to produce gas have got development plans. Mm-hmm. So four in northern Italy, five in southern Spain, and one well drilling now in northern Spain, and two more to be drilled sometime next year. this is a portfolio, which means that we will have production income from a diverse portfolio of assets onshore in Europe, mm-hmm. in stable countries. I would put it to you that is a very good investment proposition. But then absolutely. I wouldn't say that, wouldn't I?
Indeed, indeed. Well, best of luck with getting the permit in. I just, on that, that's a nice little segue, I suppose, into my last question. And what would you hang your hat on? What is the thing that you believe about Prospect Energy in your portfolio in particular that would you'd say to a potential investor, this is why you need to invest in Prospect Energy?
Well, Prospect Energy is looking to expand. Mm-hmm. We're going to grow, and that has been my objective since I joined just over 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think we're now delivering on that strategy. Our strategy is onshore, Northwest Europe, gas. We'll look at offshore, but only if it's shallow. We're a small company. Offshore developments can cost a lot more. So onshore gas is our sweet spot.
Yeah.
The other fact is that we have no debt. And we've got our overheads covered from production income. Furthermore, further investments into the wells can be covered partially or completely by production income, depending on how high that production is and depending on the gas price. Mm-hmm. Gas price has been edging up in recent months, so that's a good proposition.
Yeah.
Now, the growth targets we've got planned, we are looking at acquiring assets and applying for assets in other European nations, and I'm hoping to have an announcement out soon on what we're doing there. So there's some good reasons that Prospects is here to stay and it is going to grow and be a much bigger company by the time I finish with it, which isn't any time soon.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I'm very much looking forward to reading how things go for you over the next 6 and 12 months.
Thank you very much
for your time. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.